conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, it's the one-year anniversary of the Wheelhouse. Today, Bob Costas is going to join us. How about this? Sean McDonough, 5:30. Bob Costas at 5, Sean McDonough
Rob
at 5:30.
Costa?
Costas.
Oh, Costas. So Rob Costa. Remember Rob Costa back in the day?
Rob Costa. No.
Boston.
Yes. I do. But
it was 6'10", right?
Yeah. I forget. Who. I forget.
Rob Costa.
Oh, yeah. Rob Costa. I remember him.
Yeah.
So, and then I'm going to join him in the 6 o'clock hour. I'll be there. Me, Sean McDonough, and Bob Costas. All three guys that should be put in the same, not the same category. So before we get to football, Lance, I feel bad for the Dodgers. Walker Buehler, beat it. Hurt, done for the season.
Aww.
But I don't think, listen, the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. They ain't getting by past the Mets. The more you see, you look at those two at the top, DeGrom and Scherzer, monsters, monsters. Ain't nobody getting past those two. That reminds me of the 2001 Diamondbacks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You just go two
and a prayer.
That's it. Spawn insane and pray for rain.
That's what it was.
That reminds me of the 50s Indians.
Luis Gonzalez got that big hit.
Yep.
To win it, you just needed a guy to come up and score. By the way, what would you imagine the over-under would be for a game between Dylan Cease and Justin Verlander?
It's got to be, I want to say 6.5, but it's probably 7.
It's 7, and to me, that's like,
that's a lot.
It's almost a mistake number. I saw a 6 the other day. I can't remember the game, who it was. I mean, obviously, there was some ineptitude. I can't remember who the two teams were, but I saw 6, which is the lowest I've seen. I expected to see 6.5 to 6 today, and they threw a 7 up there. A 7 is like free money if these pitchers pitch like they're capable of pitching.
Yeah.
How are they going to? We know the Astros have a hard time
pitching,
scoring.
Then a 3 is too much.
That's why I don't know how you throw a 7 up there. Honestly, 7 seems like too much. I would think you have to make it 6.5 with Dylan Cease. I mean, these two guys, whew.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it was, look at the final score yesterday, 4-2.
Right. And that was, yeah,
the
well,
didn't
Cueto.
Score after the first.
I'll tell you this, Cueto looked good. I mean, after that first, Cueto looked good.
Cueto's been
so
around
good.
A while now, but Cueto did look good. Cueto's been around
yeah.
a while now.
Cueto got on La Russa last week, as a matter of fact, said, I don't think we're bringing it every day. And La Russa was like, well, I'm going to have to talk to him as soon as I wake up from my nap. So you just mentioned Lonnie Johnson cut by the Chiefs. That's, now, maybe they're doing him a solid, letting him go out and find a place, I guess, instead of
you
waiting.
You want to remind you of the draft, Bill O'Brien's draft with Brian Gain? Lonnie Johnson, Max Sharping, Titus Howard, the tight end. Kahale Waring, not there anymore. Waring's not there anymore. Sharping is not a factor. Lonnie Johnson, not in football anymore. Kahale Waring, I don't think, is in football anymore. Not a great draft.
No. Titus Howard is going to hopefully.
Was that Kaimi Fairbairn, too? Was it that draft?
Oh, I hope so. You know, that $17 million kicker?
I still consider one of the top half of the kickers in the league.
Is he? For $17 million, he's a top yep. half kicker? Oh, good.
Yep. He's not Justin Tucker, but he's not as bad as some of them.
No, he's $17 million.
That's why he's flexing on you. He's dabbing on you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. He's doing that.
Do you
that,
have a 60-yard field goal?
On the slip and slide dabbing.
Yeah, do you have a 60-yard field goal in your back pocket?
No, I have zero yeah, field goals okay. in my back
he's
pocket.
He's got one on the pros and college.
I don't have $17 million either.
He's got pros and college. First person to ever do that in history.
LSU quarterback Miles Brennan is quitting football.
Yeah, that's probably the right move.
He's. You want to talk about a long neck? Okay, I don't know if Davis Mills and Miles Brennan did a neck off. I'm not sure who wins that one. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they're those two are fighting for.
Sounds terrible.
Right, a neck off?
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Sounds illegal.
Well, yeah, I don't know what I don't know, two men having a neck off, I don't know what that entails, but if they had a neck off, then I'm not sure which guy wins. I'm not sure which one.
What was Miles Brennan expected to do this year?
Start.
Was he going to be the starter?
Yeah. He was expected to anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got some problems.
I've been told, like,
hey,
I said.
I've been told
it's not going well there.
Tiger Droppings had, you quoted you as saying that last time, and you caught it on Tiger Droppings, okay?
What, I catch it now that your starter just quit? Okay.
Yeah. No.
I'm just I'm sorry, Tiger Droppings. I'm just passing along what I'm hearing that apparently Brian Kelly's like, well, 2023 should be a good year.
So Pierce had the big the game the other night. After the game, Lovie Smith was asked what it would take for Pierce to be running back one. And here's Lovie talking about Pierce being running back one.
Oh, I think it's a little early. It'll work itself out. You know, just every time you go out and you practice a play, they tell you something. And we're no big hurry. It's a while before Indy gets here. Damon has been impressive in practice, and we expected him to come tonight and do some of the things that he did. We'll just keep fighting through. Next week, another guy may have a good game. But it's safe to say that, you know, we like Damon for sure.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to get, honestly, looking at his drafts now, at so far, what Nick Caserio has done, would you rather have Bill O'Brien or Nick Caserio drafting your team right now? Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien or
B.
Would you rather have Bill O'Brien making trades for you? Or
you can't get to another one. Bill O'Brien was so horrific. And he was so
I mean,
so, but hey, but I'm telling you now, by the way, I'm going to tell you a couple things. Number one, when we got up here, this is a true story, absolute true story. When we came up here to visit, and you know, a friend of mine who's a scout who knows the director of football operations for Alabama reached out to him and said, "Hey, can you? Hey, I got a friend of mine is coming into town with his son and his wife, and they want to, you know, tour the football facility. Can you give them a tour? And you know, really do it up, because he's got a chance to take a scholarship over there, really help the dad out." He's like, "Yeah, absolutely." So we check in. This is in the spring, right? We check in, and this guy who's their head of football operations at Alabama takes us through the locker rooms, takes us through just all these amazing places, right? Just really cool stuff that Alabama's doing. He was showing all this, and everything was going well. Mom is asking questions. Alec is asking questions. I'm asking questions, just taking it all in. And everything's going good. We talk a little bit of football. And then we get to the cafeteria. He's showing us where the players eat. And I told you the story. As I'm going in, Bill O'Brien's coming out. And he notices us. He sees us. And he just gives us a quick look. And I can't tell. Off the top of my head, I didn't know if Bill O'Brien realized, because, you know, you're not, when you don't expect to see somebody somewhere, sometimes it takes you a minute to process who they are. And so more than likely, my guess is Bill O'Brien saw us, thought, "How do I know that guy?" Probably got to his office with his food, because he was walking out, we were walking in, probably got to his office with his food, and then said, "Oh, that's that CSer Zerline. I hate that guy." And he probably went to the director of football.
I don't even know what
said,
you
hey,
do.
What was he doing? He didn't even know what I was doing. He probably went to him and said, "Hey, what were you doing with them?" But, you know, yelled it. And the guy said, "Oh, a tour." Well, I can tell you this. Never, if his son comes here, never does he work in the football department. I promise you that. Never do we let that guy. Because here's what happened. After we met with him later on, I text him, "Thanks so much. We really appreciate that." I didn't get a text back, which is fine. Then I text him, "Hey, just want to let you know, man, that great job, because Alec decided to go to Alabama. Really appreciate it." Didn't get a text back. Yesterday I texted about coming out to practice, if I could go watch practice. Never a text back. I'm telling you now, I think OB, because I told too many truths on him. I think he blackballed. I think he made sure that guy was made aware that I am persona non grata. I truly believe that. I believe OB made sure that he scuttled anything and everything having to do with me, including my son doing anything in the football department, me coming to a practice, because this guy doesn't even respond to a text now. Where before, you know, when we were getting a setup, he was fine. Not that he's not busy. I'm sure he's very busy. But and then here's the other thing. We moved Alec into his room yesterday. We got to go do something today, and then we're going to – it took a lot longer than I realized. And then so, you know, we stayed another night because it's about a nine-hour drive back. And so we're going to leave after the show, come back. Well, my daughter's with us. It's me, Alec, my wife, and my daughter, Maddie. You know Maddie, a bit of a Puritan. Anyway, we go into the room, and Alec meets his suite mates. It's four – you know, there's four guys sharing a kind of a larger suite, and immediately Lucas comes out from Michigan. We meet him, and then Daniel says hi. He's kind of quiet. He's from Austin. Meet him, and then where's the other one? Oh, Trey. He's sleeping. Oh, okay, so Trey had his door shut and is asleep. Now this is about 11, whatever, but no big deal. And then he was still asleep when we left at about 12:30, and. And then we see him later, and there's a friend in the room. Alec got one of his Dr. Peppers jacked out of the communal refrigerator already.
Already? Nice.
Yeah, already. And we think we know who did it, because I'm not sure that Trey – so the other three kids, Alec and the other two guys, Daniel and Lucas, they seem kind of – you know, they're like – Alec's not a big party guy or anything like that. I don't think Daniel is, and – Lucas strikes me as more like Alec, like one of these guys who'd rather do a fantasy football draft than go out and party somewhere. So, but Trey, now Trey is different. Apparently, we find out Trey had a party there the night before in the suite with his friends over, and Maddie comes out and goes, Mom, I was looking in room A in the closet, and I don't know, is Coors Light considered a beer? And I said, yes, Coors Light is considered a beer,
yes,
Maddie.
It's the best
goes,
beer, Maddie.
Well, he has so many Coors Lights in his closets and bottles that look like it might be vodka. So, yeah, he's not even 21, and he's got a closet full of Coors Light beer and also apparently bottles of what's probably vodka in there.
Well,
no. So, yeah, and he's not even 21.
Well, you know what's good? That's good news. For Alec, because Alec, oh, you take my Dr. Pepper, I take your Coors Light.
How about this? She kept bringing it up throughout the day. 2 hours later, she goes, I still can't believe that he's got all of that beer in his closet. And my wife said, Monty, don't worry about it. I am worried about it. He's not 21.
818 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk right now. I mean, listen, the Chastain Ford. My peeps over there at Chastain Ford, but the best. They are the best. I love doing business with them. I got word I'm going to be ordering my Lightning. That's right. It's coming out. I can't say, but I think it's coming out very soon. Look, if you're looking for the best deal on any kind of Ford car or truck, there is one place to go. When you order your Ford from Chastain Ford, you will not pay MSRP. You will not get marked up. They will not try to add anything on. You will get your best deal at Chastain Ford. Your order banks are open. F-150, Bronco Sports, Explorers, Rangers, Edges. I can't wait till the Lightning comes in. And that's what I'm doing, baby. All right. If you want to put in on the wait list, get in there and try. Go to ChastainFord.com. But when you build your own Ford car or truck, you are not paid. They are going to get you the rebates. They're going to do everything possible. While the other guys are charging you $5,000 and $10,000 more to order the vehicle, Chastain Ford is going below MSRP. That's the kind of dealership you're dealing with. If you're looking for the best way to buy that Ford car or truck, that order it, there's one place to go. Go see my peeps at Chastain Ford. They're the best. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or at ChastainFord.com.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Jack Renato here with a free golf tip. Right now, you can get 15% off your tee time at Wildcat Golf Club. Simply book online with promo code ESPN3. Wildcat is Houston's premier 36-hole golf facility, just 10 minutes south of NRG Stadium. You've got the Lakes Course, the Highlands Course, experience elevation changes, and scenic views like no other course in Houston. Book online at wildcatgolfclub.com and save 15% with promo code ESPN3. That's wildcatgolfclub.com, promo code ESPN3.
People who call QC Kinetics are pretty much fed up with joint pain.
It's to the point where it's affecting their quality of life. Maybe they can't pick up their grandchildren anymore, or golf, or play tennis, or walk with their friends.
Dr. Justin Garzone, medical director at QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, giving lasting joint pain relief with no drugs, no steroids, and no surgery.
The great thing about our therapies, there isn't any downtime. There's no side effects, so patients can get our treatment and continue on with their day-to-day life.
And Dr. Garzone speaks from experience. He had excruciating back pain and got relief at a QC Kinetics clinic.
Over a very short period of time, the pain went away completely, and I've had absolutely no symptoms or pain since my treatment.
Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. 713-913-5285.
Hey, everybody, John Granato here for Absolute Marble and Granite. You got to get it done, people. You can't have a home for 10, 15, 20 years without upgrading. Jeff Aronoff can do it all. You need that kitchen redone. You need that bathroom redone. You need that outdoor patio. Got to be a big job, but Jeff Aronoff can get this job done for you. You have to upgrade. Make that home or business much better. Give him a call. Let him start. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite.
Are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number to call.
Let me ask you a quick question, John. Yeah. 21 draft picks. 2016, 2017, 2018. How many draft picks are still with the team out of those 21?
21 draft picks from Bill O'Brien's...
16, 17, 18. Well, to be fair, Billy was more involved in 16, less involved in 17 when he was pouting, is what I was told. Right. And Rick Smith did most of the work there. And how many draft picks?
16, 17, 18. And 18?
There's 21 players drafted.
Two?
Zero.
Zero.
No players. Many of them not.
Well, it's already 22. I mean, that's 4 years. Listen, what about the stretch that the Browns had where they didn't sign a first round to a second contract forever?
That's fine. You know? That's fine. Let's look at 19. Let's look at 19. 19 was Titus Howard still on the team. Lonnie Johnson out of football currently. Max Sharping off the team soon enough. Kahale Warren.
No, he's going to make the team.
He might make the team, but I mean, his contract will be allowed to expire. He might make the team because they'll let him walk. Hopefully he signs somewhere and he's part of the free agency. I don't know that he signs enough to even count against the compensatory pick formula. Kahale Warren, not here. Charles Omenihu is actually playing pretty well with the 49ers. Xavier Crawford and Cullen Gillespie is waiting for a phone call. I saw him at Danny Arnold's the other day here in Houston, and he's hoping to latch on with somebody soon. 2020 draft, Ross Blacklock, who I didn't think played very well last night. I kind of watched him close. Not a fan. If you're going to get into the gap and be a one-gapper, you need to be strong and physical and disruptive in that gap. You can't just get washed away so easily. Blacklock, still on the team. Greenard, thriving. Charlie Heck, kind of just there, but okay. Charlie Hicks, okay. I think he's probably going to be the swing tackle. John Reed out. Isaiah Coulter out. That's 2020. 2021, Davis. You know, so 2020 was the last Bill O'Brien draft. Blacklock looks like a bust, basically, as a second-round pick. And then you got Greenard, who I like. Heck, who you know, he's okay. Once his contract's up, he'll be gone. And then John Reed was a bad pick in the fourth. I didn't like that one. Isaiah Coulter was a fifth-round pick, you know, just is not with the Texans anymore. The 2021 draft, just to the point that you made, Roy Lopez is getting important snaps. Garrett Wallow is a special teams guy. Brevin Jordan getting important snaps. Nico Collins, starter. Davis Mills, starter. 2022, you know, looks good on paper. Looks like it's going to be one of their better drafts in years and years and years. I'm just going back on draft stuff. My God, is it just a miss factory? Like Nick Martin in the second round just wasn't a very good player. Braxton Miller in the third.
Says you, he got that huge, Nick Martin got a huge second contract.
I know, it didn't make any sense. Deontay Foreman in the third, Julian Davenport. I mean, Deshaun Watson was great. Zach Cunningham was not a bad pick at all in the second round at 17. This is Rick's draft anyway. Kyle Fuller, Tristan Decoud, Carlos Watkins. Watkins is still, he's still around. Julian Davenport's around, but not great. But that 18 draft, Justin Reed is somewhere else. But Martinez Rankins, Jordan Akins, you didn't get enough from him. Kiki QT, injury fest. Duke Ejiofor, bad luck, multiple injuries. Jordan Thomas, nothing. Peter Kalembe, Jermaine Kelly. I mean, it's just, God, it's no wonder they're here. What terrible drafting they did basically from the second round on, just like it's always been. Just like it's always been. It's not like the first round has been any great shakes. You know, I've had Titus Howard. You've only had one first-round. I guess, well, before this year, you had one first-round pick over from 2021 down to 2018. You had one first-round pick. That's it. 18, 19, 20, 21.
Well, don't remember, forget.
Thanks for nothing, Bill.
Well, I Damian Pierce in the fourth. And,
yeah,
you
I
know,
like it so far.
I
love Damian Pierce.
Brevin Jordan.
That was...
Davis Mills in the third. I mean, when we all went, what are you reaching for? And then turns out, you know, maybe he's right. I don't know if you get Davis Mills to play the way that Davis Mills is playing or can play. It was a huge get. What, remember the Rick Smith years? It's all they got was first rounders. And then everybody else sucked. They were great in the first round.
Now,
and everybody
Rick
else
Smith,
sucked.
To his credit, and Gary Kubiak too, but to Rick's credit, you know, he was getting transformational building block pieces in the first and then doing nothing outside of that. That was the problem, is the depth wasn't there. But the players he did draft were like pro bowlers, and in many cases all pros.
Would you consider that a better draft than getting guys who are like Lopez, like Jordan, like...
No, I think this is the way you...
This is much better
to
build a team.
This is the way you draft. I mean, the Lopez and Jordan draft, you didn't have a first-rounder in that one anyway. You didn't have a first or second
rounder.
No, but
you got guys that are contributing out of the seventh round.
This is team building. It allows you, when the time is right, to have lower salary guys so you can afford more expensive guys. No, what Nick is doing is more... There's the one big problem I always had with the way the Texans used to draft is there wasn't really a... You didn't really have a philosophy on the books that you could read and tell... Like, there didn't seem to be a game plan. It was just a collection of players. With Nick, you already know going in, he's a traits guy. He's going to look for certain types of players at certain positions. He wants length. He wants speed off the edge. He wants to be a faster team. He wants his – when he's drafting fifth and sixth rounders, special teams is very important to him because he understands the Patriot way, one of the things that Bill Belichick stresses, and Nick Saban to that extent, that whole family tree is – the third phase, man, if you can win on special teams, that's a big deal. Well, how do you do it? Well, you get certain types of players as your backup. So when you're drafting in the fifth round, a lot of times, like Garrett Wallow is a special teams pick. Yes, you're drafting for the lineup, too, as a backup. But he wants to draft guys that he thinks are going to be great special teamers. Thomas Booker is not going to be that guy. Tegan Quateriano was a fifth-round pick this year. But he is specifically a Y tight end, which is an inline blocker. Who came from a system like that at Oregon State. And then you have, you know, I don't know why. I mean, for me, I wasn't an Austin Deculus guy, the tackle out of LSU. So this was not exactly a special teams type draft. But the year before, Garrett Wallow for sure was a special teams type guy. And I think that's one of the things from the street pickups that they've had and some of the free agents they've signed. Nick Nick Caserio wants to make sure he has a team of quality athletes who are backups, who can be plus special teams players, and who are faster than what the Texans were. The Texans were the slowpoke team. They were super slowpokes. I don't think that's the case anymore. Better team speed, and I think Lovie and Nick are on the same page in terms of, you know, how to build out a roster. We'll see how Nick does it. But right off the bat, looking at how Rick did, you cannot build a sustainable product if your second, third, and fourth round picks don't hit from time to time. You've got to have some consistency there, because that's what gives you the money to be able to re-sign first rounders.
Absolutely. 830 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. We got some Texas teams in the AP poll we will talk about on the other
you
side.
You mean some Texas teams that were voted number one?
Yeah. No, that was in the coaches' poll. That was in the coaches' poll.
Well, I would assume that the AP is smart like that, too.
No, they weren't quite as smart as the coaches were. But first, you know what? Maybe they were – I don't know why you wouldn't vote Texas number one. Maybe you were drunk on tequila.
Maybe you were. And my man Coach Reese sent me a direct message. He just got the – I think – I don't know if that was a Cristalino. I've got to see on – I got to see. He sent me a picture of what he was drinking. You guys who get the Maestro Nobel, I love when you send me pictures, by the way. But Coach Reese just got – a bottle, and I'm opening it up right now. Oh, it's a silver. So it's a silver. It's, you know what? That's the foundational pick. That is going to be something that you have for your margaritas. That's something you're going to have for your tequilas. I mean, for your sipping, you know, tequila as well. Maybe you're doing a shot after every time your local football team scores a touchdown. Maybe you're taking a shot or something like that. Over the years, you're going to be very sober, but that's fine. Maestro Nobel's their whole thing is they want to make sure that you understand it's quality. It's about having a quality tequila. This is not going to be your rot gut tequila that you're making your faces after you drink it. That's not what we're talking about. 100% pure agave. 11 generations of tequila makers making this. It's the processes they used are designed specifically to gain the best taste and the best flavor profiles out of each and every one of their tequilas, whether it's a Reposado, the Añejo, the Silver, the Cristalino, the Smoke Silver. They've got a variety of tequilas for you to choose from, something for everyone's palate. So if you're looking for a quality top-shelf tequila without having to pay ridiculous prices, this is the tequila for you. Maestro Nobel, this is how you enjoy tequila. Maestro Nobel.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Kenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flat weave shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
ProDunk Hoops, they're remarkable. They're the best. Isn't that what you want for your kids? John Granato here. And I know because my kids had a ProDunk Hoops goal. They're built to last with tempered glass backboards, thick steel poles, and a breakaway rim for dunking. Yes, dunking, because they're adjustable anywhere from 10 to 5 feet. Plus, they'll install your goal. Trust me, let the pros handle this part. You can't do it. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. The best goal by far. ProDunkHoops.com.
The battle rages on this October when longtime college football rivals Sam Houston State and Stephen F. Austin return to NRG Stadium Saturday, October 1st for the 96th Battle of the Piney Woods presented by HEB. Tickets and suites are now on sale, so visit BOTPW.com to secure your seats today.
Want to look great every day with a great new look? Try Rooster's Men's Grooming Center. It's so much more than a barbershop. Rooster's Men's Grooming Center in Westview, Cinco Ranch, Pearland, Tanglewood, and now open in spring at 99 and Spring Stubner.
John Granato here. I lived in Lafayette for 3 years, and they were some of the happiest in my life. My stomach was always happy because some of the best restaurants I've ever been in are there. Just 3.5 hours down I-10, and you can be enjoying the great taste of Lafayette, Louisiana. Go to eatlafayette.com and check out all the restaurants participating in Eat Lafayette this summer. Experience the great Cajun and Creole culture for yourself. Nightlife is fantastic, but there's something for everyone of every age. eatlafayette.com. Hey, Houston, Eat Lafayette.
David Gow of Gow Media here, and I want to talk to you about the team at HR&P. HR&P provides top-flight HR and payroll solutions for your business. We've worked with HR&P for seemingly forever, and they're our partners for every HR question. When we needed advice on handling COVID-related questions, we called HR&P. When we had an employee misbehave, no, it wasn't Granato, we called HR&P. They're the best. They save us money. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I should have told you to play Fitty there. Because this is, did you see Fitty is a Texans, is involved with the Texans?
I meant to bring that up yesterday because it dropped toward the end of our show.
Yeah.
This is an example of what I think the Texans are doing right. They're trying to actively, aggressively pursue changing, you know, whether it's the helmets, the concession stands, the DJ in there. They're actually trying to rebrand. I mean, they really are. They're going to offer fit. It even said in the press release, Houstonian, or who lives in Houston, 50 Cent. 50 Cent still lives in Houston. I haven't talked to anybody that's ever seen him. And I'm not saying he doesn't live there. I just, no one's seen him at a restaurant. No one's seen him at gas stations. No one's seen him at a movie theater, at a bar. Like, I don't know anyone who sees him. And yet, I know that he posts pictures around Houston that he's here. But I think this is great that Houston's trying, that, you know, they're trying to actively do so. It's a business proposition. 50's getting his spirits inside the stadium, but you know, it's still something that's, and granted 50 was bigger in the 2000s than he is in 2020, but it's still upgraded from all the clay walk. Do you think Football Time in Texas is going to be the lead song when the
greatest song ever played? Yes.
Yeah. You think he sings the national anthem?
Cal's
going to stick with it because that's what his dad
literally
did,
disappointed when I saw Clay Walker on the 4th of July, and he did not play Football Time in Houston. I thought it was a
booed.
Giant
He would have
fail.
Gotten booed.
Oh, it's like Zeppelin not playing Stairway to Heaven. Okay?
He would have gotten booed.
No, it wouldn't have got booed. It would have been, everybody would have gone crazy. You play Football Time in Houston for Lance, RJ. It's one of the great songs of all time.
Does RJ even know what that song is?
RJ, do you even know what Football Time in Houston is?
He has no idea.
No, he doesn't.
He has no idea. He can't know that. How could he possibly know
that? What are you talking about? Everybody in the league knows what Football Time in Houston.
Nobody in the league knows what Football Time in Houston is.
And just play the whole song, and that'll be our segment.
Well, wait a minute. Forget about doing it for me. Do it for RJ. This will be his first time.
Yeah, I know, right? He's a virgin.
So, RJ, play it and then give us your thoughts. Anytime you need to stop the song, stop it and give us your thoughts. You're a producer. You know lots of music. You're not a music producer, but you're known for your musical tracks that you play on the show.
People love his musical
taste. Yeah, you got a diverse musical taste. So play Football Time in Houston if you can find it by Clay Walker. And then anytime you need to break it and jump in and say something, feel free to do that.
You
okay?
hear that?
And then,
How
and
about
then
the
hit play again. Here we go.
Okay, does it get any better?
I don't remember this song. I don't either. This is the stupid remix version.
I didn't know this is the long form. This is. I didn't know it had this entrant.
What is this?
What the heck is going on?
A volcano that's about to explode?
It is. There it is.
Oh, here we go.
Turn it up, RJ. Let's go. Now, see? Is it getting better than this, RJ? about this? They're rocking now.
Well, it's finally here. I've been waiting all week.
Oh, he just had a, kick had a frown on his face, Lance.
I've been rocking away on the
Anytime you need to get on the mic and tell us, feel free.
Now I'm ready to roll.
Now I'm ready to roll.
Here they come to mix things up.
Yeah.
Let your moves be tough enough. Let's get ready to root for our team. All you Texans, get up and scream. It's football time in Houston, and we're ready to play. We've got no time to lose now. It's red, white, and blue today.
I mean, were you with me or Lance on this one? Yeah. Greatest song ever.
Oh, I what, in like Houston sports history?
Yes.
Now, I mean, you know, because I will say that'll be the second wildest music take I've heard on this show after, you know, Mr. McDonald is the GOAT of music.
Yeah, that was the dumbest one. That was the dumbest one.
No, that's not dumb. His drops are in the Hall of Fame. His cut-ins, they brought him in. They give him $10,000 cash. He come in. Such a long way to go.
Stop.
All right, are we good?
Stop.
There we go. Yeah, go ahead. And then he'd leave. And then he got paid for the hook in Regulators. Now play, okay, for
now,
so
I
another
just thought
Houston
that
song.
You guys would play Deep in the Heart of Texas, and that was it. Like, I just thought that
no,
was
No, no, no. This thing has been going, RJ, for 20 years. Oh, this has been a 20-year nightmare for Houston. And you know what? It was fine the first 4 years, let's say. This has literally gone on now 16 years longer than it needs to.
Okay.
He comes and sings the national anthem every year. I don't think he performs this song. What other Houston songs? Y'all can hit RJ up. You know, Paul Wall had an Astros song. Type in Bun B Astros song. Type that in and play that. I helped him with just some knowledge about the Astros, like when Evan Gattis didn't have batting gloves. He mentions that. Now, I said Jose Altuve keeps it 200 because he had 200 hits for that was at that time it was two straight years before he got to three straight years. But Bun said, I'm not new in this. I already know this, Lance. He said you didn't give that to me. I already knew this. I said okay. Here you go. See if this is better.
You got love for the Houston Astros and you rocking your orange and your blue. You know what it's time to do. Put them H's up in the air, baby. Let's go. Crush City, man.
That's the home run version of the Astros, RJ. Crush City.
In the air, if you with it, man. Crush City, man.
Now put
your H's in the air, if you with it, man. It's the Houston Astros, and we back in. Won the wild card, sent the Yankees pack in. Yeah, now the Astros are in the playoffs. If you thought we wouldn't make it, you was way off. This the payoff, playing in October. If you up against us, then it's over. Talking down, we don't listen to what you say. We keep it 200 like the hits from Al.
Okay, you don't want so it fade that out. So that was it. That was
I'm
all the way in 15.
Time. Sorry,
dude. That was all the way back in 15. Slim Thug's got a song that is Texans related. You've got Paul Wall has an Astros related song. They don't know about. He took one of his old songs and turned it into an Astros song. I'm trying to think of Rocket songs. I know we have last year Slim, Paul Wall, and Bun all did an Astros or Rocket song. It was either last year or year before, but I think it was last year, but I mean, honestly, you're going to take three of your legends from Houston for last year's team. Oh, this is Paul Wall, World Series Grills.
We finally got our World Series Grills. World Series Grills. We finally got our World Series Grills. 55 years is a long ride. We at Minute Maid Park, baby, going live. Double like Correa, time to pull the Sprite. Grind hard, money long like Game 5. Dallas Keuchel on
on the hill. World Series grill swinging.
Game long like game five. Money long like game five.
Bregman, how you feel? It's the Houston strong. Astros always trip.
Always trip.
Bring a dinger out the park. MVP. MVP. Verlander strike a mile. 1, 2, 3.
I just don't find that there's any good, like, the Padres song, you know those guys that do the Padres thing?
We've got good with that. Paul Wall, that's a great song
that's
by a, Paul Wall.
That's
Paul
okay.
Wall is so under it. By the way, Paul Wall is so under it. Wait, the Padres.
The Padres. I mean, I just have never found a good team song. I don't know.
I like Paul Wall's song. I mean, I like Paul
Clay
Wall's
Walker's
song after
song,
winning.
That's about it. That's it.
That's not it.
Well,
that's
and,
definitely not it.
Well, and Houston.
Paul Wall
is
to this
systems.
Day still is... I still feel like Paul Wall.
All systems go.
Yeah,
it's still
okay.
It's still
oh, but
the
you
go.
Know what? You can't find all systems go anywhere. So, oh wait, RJ does have it.
RJ has it. Now, okay, this is
that's
this
true.
Is
true.
The GOAT.
We love our Astros in Houston.
Yeah,
and all
true.
Across the Lone Star State.
I mean, it's not even close.
We're Texas proud, and we shout it
a guy in an oxygen tank made this song. That's how strong it is.
Our outfield has plenty of muscle. Our guys can sure hit a ton. For Minute Maid thrills, watch them hustle. Catching hard hit balls on the run.
Thanks for playing football time in
our
Houston, guys. I'm ready to run through an effing wall, Angel. No, you're not.
Yes, he is. Yes,
you're
he
not
is.
Ready to run through a
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, you run through a wall. Just like, oh, did you see Tramon Smith said he'd run through a wall for Lovey? Dude wants to make the team. 846 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk about the Morley Law Firm. Listen, if you've got a lawsuit against you, you need a representation. What is it? You got a civil suit against you? Somebody's trying to sue you? Somebody's trying to get money out of you? Somebody's trying to get some money out you? No way. It ain't happening. Not with the Morley Law Firm. They're going to help you out. Here's the deal. Is if you need to extract some money from somebody, somebody hits you in a car, the insurance company isn't paying, you have a medical malpractice, whatever the case may be, you need representation. You have been accused of a crime, okay? You need representation. Police, even if the police are even investigating you, before you talk to them, talk to a lawyer. Talk to the Morley Law Firm. And the Morley Law Firm, in most instances, are going to give you a free evaluation of what your case is and then take it on or pass it on or just tell you, you really don't have a case here. Whatever the case may be, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. You've got immigration problems, se habla español, and they can help you. They can get you through these trying times. Whenever you need a lawyer, it's not good because somebody wronged you or you wronged somebody or you're being charged or whatever the case may be. It's never great. Make it as good as possible with the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or morleylaw.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Here's how we long for Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear.
The world has gone hands-free. However, if you want to put on a pair of sneakers, you still need to bend down and help your feet in. Until now. Introducing Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear. You don't need to reach down to help your heel in. You just step into them and off you go. So what's the secret? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide into place. And they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers.
Get hands-free slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Welcome to Allstate, where driving safe saves you more. And it should. With DriveWise in the Allstate app and your safe driving skills, you can save 40%. Add it to your policy for personalized driving feedback and save. Lower your rates, not your expectations, with Allstate. Click, call, or visit Allstate.com today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
For over 50 years, Allstate Windows and Siding has helped homeowners reduce outdoor noise, enhance the appearance, and increase energy efficiency of their homes. They're built for Texas. Their wind-tested, hurricane-strength windows and siding are Texas tough to sustain weather elements like rain, wind, hail. It's all covered. It's never been easier to upgrade your windows or replace your siding. Call 832-204-1936 and get 33% off windows or $3,000 off complete siding jobs through Labor Day. Call 713-204-1936 or AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
Join us at the Humble Gun Show this weekend only at the Humble Civic Center. Shop over 300 tables of guns, knives, ammo, and shooting supplies. Come and buy, sell, or trade. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking for that special piece to add to your gun, knife, ammo, or militaria collection, we have what you're looking for. Visit our website, humblegunshow.com, or call 817-732-1194. Come Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. Plenty of free parking available. The Humble Gun Show at the Humble Civic Center this weekend only. Don't miss this show.
Hi, Tom Baudette here. Just back from the Baudette family reunion, and honestly, I'm a little baffled by my nephew. Last reunion, he was still bouncing on my knee. Now he's hitting his head on ceiling fans. Good thing they stayed at Motel 6, where there's comfy beds with plenty of room to stretch out on. And great low rates, because, you know, teenagers eating a week's worth of groceries for lunch. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on. For you.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hey, 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 it's that Paul Walrus. I got a lot of monikers. Fresh from Santa Monica, getting blowed like harmonicas. That smoke got me harmonious. I'm so gone like Monica, blowing backwoods. Only the only papers is Houston Chronicles. A Hall of Fame hustler.
The godfather of Houston sports radio. The preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did he say something about, like, I'm blowing like Monica's? I think he did say that.
Yeah, I mean, oh, he's harmonica. A wordsmith. Oh. Blown like harmonicas. Well, he dropped the monikas in there, too.
Yeah.
Paul's a wordsmith. That's just what that's Paul Wall is.
Yeah, well, he should. That's what he does. That's his
Oculus,
lively.
Binoculus. Paul's a wordsmith.
Deculus? Is Deculus in there?
Not yet. He's got to actually play.
Maybe. If he makes
now,
the
I can't
team.
Speak.
If he makes
I can't
the
speak
team.
For Toby, so I don't know if you need a fade out of here. I can't speak for him. I know Paul Wall doesn't curse a whole lot. He does from time to time, but you can play a lot of different Paul Wall songs.
Okay.
Houston Cougar, Paul Wall.
Speaking of Houston Cougars, where do you think they were ranked by the AP poll?
23rd.
24th. So they were 24th. They had, let's see, where is it? 24th Houston. Their highest vote was 12th. Somebody voted them 12th. Garland Gillen of WVUE TV in New Orleans.
That's not a real person.
19 people.
Garland Gillen here from WVUE.
Yeah.
That sounds Garland like he's from Gillen. Beaumont.
Garland Gillen Beaumont. From WVUE.
Garland Gillen from that could be Beaumont, Port Arthur, or Lake Charles.
Well, no, Garland. Garland
Beaumont.
Is very New Orleans, too. The one person voted him 12th, 113th, 515th, 8 for 22. So the University of Houston, will they finish above or below 24th?
I don't really know enough about the team, so I don't know. I'll let you say below.
I think they'll be the number one group of five this year. I think the only competition.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they've done it before.
Cincinnati.
Well, Cincinnati lost a bunch.
No, I know, but I mean, they haven't done it under Dana.
No, they did it under Herman. Right.
Right. Do you have, like, what's the running back situation look like now that you lost your best running back?
Nice. They still like their guys. Don't.
Oh, they got to. I mean, yeah. Obviously, if you're saying that, they've got to like everybody.
Yeah, no. Well, remember, Terry played a bunch last year, number four, a little scat back kind of dude. But they've also picked up a couple of transfers that are good. McCaskill's starting to run, although they don't think he's going to be back for he won't be back for the season. It doesn't look like, but he's starting to run already, so that's a good thing. I think they're going to be the number one. I think it's them or BYU that will be the number one group of five team.
Them or BYU? Yeah. BYU's been hyped up this year. So.
Yeah, BYU. A lot of people.
Holy War should be good between BYU and Utah.
Man, a lot of people are high on Utah now.
A lot of people are very high. Utah's going to be a favorite in every game.
Yeah, Utah is ranked second on this poll. Texas A&M came in sixth. Nine people voted him fourth. 13 voted him fifth. Nine people sixth. Their lowest ranking was 16th. Sam McEwen from Omaha, World Herald. He don't know nothing about football. He's in Nebraska. What do you know about college football?
He used to know a lot.
Now, they know nothing. Baylor is at number 10, which is awfully nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Nate Mink of a Serious Media Group voted him 7th, as did Stephen Hargis. But they were voted 24th by Brian Forsaka of New Jersey. Baylor's a good program. Dave Aranda's doing a hell of a job.
Well, I mean, Matt Rhule built it. You know, Matt Rhule built a program that had NFL caliber. He brought in guys who were height, weight, speed guys. Jalen Petrie was his guy, for example. I'm pretty sure Jalen Petrie was his guy. Almost has to be if you follow the timeline. And so he brought in those kind of guys. Remember, Baylor had Tyquan Thornton drafted. I'm not sure if Thornton was his guy or not, but a lot of these guys have been drafted from Baylor. Matt Rhule really built it up, and now they had one really lousy year. The year Matt Rhule left was a bad year, and then Aranda got it going the very next year. Like, he had one bad year, and then the next year, they're a problem. And Dave Aranda is a really – you know, he's another one that probably Baylor's going to have to fade overtures for people to pull, especially now that, you know, the Big 12's in kind of disarray. You're going to have to fade people coming after Dave Aranda as a head coach soon enough, especially if you're good again this year.
Texas unranked. One voter had him 10th, and they are actually 27th overall.
So the panic has started. I told you last week that I was hearing that Hudson Card was – that it was no lock that Quinn Ewers was going to beat out Hudson Card. Apparently Hudson Card outplayed Quinn Ewers in the scrimmage they had or something like that, and so that was reported on some of the Longhorn fan sites, and so now there's starting to be a little bit of panic, or there's people, really, if you're a Longhorn fan, like, well, let's not forget where Hudson Card was ranked, okay? Hudson Card was also a highly ranked player. I've got a feeling that Quinn Ewers may end up being a guy who is just gets all this hype, went and got his money from Ohio State, came to Texas, got his money from Texas, and now we don't even know if he's going to be. You got Arch Manning, who's in the backdrop, and you're not even clearly dominating the quarterback position right now. Like, is Quinn Ewers even? Do you think Quinn Ewers is he allowed to transfer again?
Yeah,
he is, right?
Uh huh. Well, you
as it currently
because
stands.
They were talking about just one transfer. But I think that I'm not sure where that went.
What hasn't been put in yet?
If
he gets in under the, like, maybe if Quinn can transfer out of there right now and get someplace else, get to his third school, he's got a shot before the new rule goes into effect.
Right. I don't think it's gone into effect that we're talking about just one transfer and then you got to sit out a year again if you transfer.
He didn't even go to his senior year of high school.
Right.
Like, you better really be good.
And apparently, not so much. Let's get Keith in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about his Texans. Hey, Keith.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to ask you guys about the Texans, but real quick before I get to that, there was an Astros song way back in the 70s, I think it was. Here come the Astros, breathing orange fire. You know, here come the Astros, burning with desire. I always thought that was a good one. I think you guys even played that years ago.
Yeah, it was actually early 80s, and it was H. I remember they used to play it on
80s.
HSE.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Yeah.
HSE is where they used to play it. Maybe even mid 80s, but yeah, it was always on HSE, which was, you know, AT&T Sportsnet now. You remember that? That was
HSE, man. That was the beginning.
Here it is, right here.
But, you know, U of H Cougars? Real quick on them, I saw one poll this weekend where they were ranked 13th. I think it was a Fox poll, and another one they had them 24th.
Fox had them 13th.
And I thought that was really, really kind of strange. But real quick on the Texans, guys, you know, they've been losing the battle at the line of scrimmage for the last 2 years. And to me, if you don't get until you get the offensive line and the defensive line right, ain't nothing right, man. You got to get those right. And so here's my question to you guys, and then I'll just hang up and listen. I do have a sidebar. I wanted to get your outlook on the O-line and the D-line because, you know, they got some new players. They got some new coaches. What do you guys think? And also I wanted to know who's going to rush the passer for this team. And so that's my question. Thanks, guys.
Well, Jonathan Greenard is the obvious choice of being the best pass rusher we'll see. Did you see who was it?
D-line's not where it needs to be yet. Either is the O-line. But, you know, we got to see Kenyon Green. That's a really big deal. And as far as D-line, that's not what Lovie wants it to look like yet. It needs to get a lot more
talented. No. He's got to get better players in there. He's got to get more.
Yeah, the D-end. You have, there's only
did
so
you
many
see Okoronkwo working Penning, though?
Yeah. Was he working Penning? Because Okoronkwo was working 70. 74 is not
no,
Penning,
70.
Is it? Yeah, I saw him working 74. Was Okoronkwo still in the game when Penning played?
I saw him working 70.
Okay, maybe so. I saw it early in the game against 74 because I noticed, hey, wait a minute, that's not Trevor Penning. So I've got to see. Maybe Okoronkwo played later too, but that's not a surprise. I think Trevor Penning's going to have some struggles this year. His pass pro stuff, I'm not even 100% sure that maybe his best position is not going to be either right tackle or inside at guard. I just think left tackle, he's got too many holes in pass pro to be ready to go this year at a high level. And I did notice there was no – did you notice there was no – I didn't see anything get too surly with him after snaps and during the whistle, you know, before the whistle. That's been a big, big problem. It was a big issue in college. It's been a big issue that, you know, he kind of looks at that as his calling card. He's been asked, what's your favorite thing about football? I get to physically assault a man on the field without getting arrested. You know, it's kind of his shtick, I guess. I'm sure it's how he lives his life and all that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. He's a nice kid. Like, he's a nice kid. He's tough on the field. No one's questioning the toughness. You really do have to get it under control. You can't be doing stuff that, you know, where you're Kyle Turley and it distracts from what's going on the field. You take penalties. You can't do that. And I didn't notice him. He got kicked out of practice. I don't know if some veterans maybe, because he's knocking down Saints to the ground. Like, after the snap, he's still staying connected to him, driving him to the ground. The fact is, if one of these guys gets hurt or if a veteran gets hurt, he's going to get his ass whipped in the locker room. They will fight. There will be an organized fight where he'll have to fight somebody. I don't know. Maybe it's even happened where he had to fight somebody on defense. I don't know. I just know this, and talking to some players and former players about this, they will handle that on the team. If they think a rookie's getting out of line,
oh yeah,
you'll have to put some gloves on or something's going to happen.
I don't care where he's drafted.
Right. Yeah, right. They don't care where you're drafted. No. You keep doing that to your own team, and somebody's going to challenge you in that locker room, and you're going to have to square up. So I did not notice anything too extra going on with him in this game. So maybe the Saints have addressed it in their front office. Maybe players addressed it. But we'll see how that looks moving forward, because Penning is the guy that you guys have seen the videos. Got 3 straight days of fights with his own teammates and got kicked out of practice. And, you know, that's just like they're not going to play a rookie. And you better be a great rookie. You're pulling that stuff? You better be a phenomenal rookie.
All right, 904 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Our final hour here, we are going to have Clay Hensley talking Astros baseball, former Major League pitcher and Astros contributor, here with us on ESPN 97.5. That's coming forward in at what, 9:30? 9:30 we got him? 9:15. 9:15 will be joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, Doc Linville is joining us. Well, he's not joining us, as actually he's not around. He's on a vacation. I talked to him a couple of days ago. And here's the deal is he's just spectacular. He's just spectacular at what he does. I like the Doc. We play golf together. He is awesome. But the thing that Doc did for me was he gave me this hair that I love, And I can't tell you how much more confidence you have, how much, you know, you don't have to hide your head. You don't have to wear a hat all the time. You feel a bit much better going out. You feel like, hey, man, I'm getting it. Okay. Because of Doc Linville, my hair is getting it. And if you're looking for Get It Hair, well, then all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. Get you some Get It Hair, and you're going to get you some. That's what I'm saying. But the ladies love a hair. I'm sorry. They do. They don't want, I'm sorry. The bald guys out, hairy guys in. Well, it's not like new. It's like been all the time. It's always been that way. So if you're somebody that is just sick and tired of being bald, the comments from your buddies, the ladies ain't looking at you, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. This process is simple. It's wonderful. You'll love it. 975hair.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.